Hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon. And today on the podcast, we are going to interview Carlos Cintron. He's been a leader in regenerative medicine and aesthetics. He has some very innovative solutions to enhance health and beauty, but also we're going to talk about chronic disease, peptides, the whole peptide world, because he's been immersed in it for the last 15 years. He works with JADLA Regenerative Cosmetics, and he is the CEO of that. I'm so excited to learn about his new skincare brand and talk to him more about the evolution of peptides and how they're coming into the aesthetic world and also healthcare and medicine. Welcome, Carlos, to the podcast.
Thank you so much for having me, Dr. K. Very excited to be here today.
Yeah, well, tell me how you got started into the peptide and regenerative world.
I tell you, it was actually by coincidence. I've always been into health and wellness. I used to be a bodybuilder, all natural bodybuilder. And I'm going to just go back a little bit. As a young kid, I was obese. So I dealt with obesity at an early stage of my life. And, you know, I really, all the way up to probably, I would say, age 13, when I started coming into myself, I kind of made a choice that I had enough of being obese. And when I mean obese, I was, you know, I was probably like 5'8", you know, almost 200 pounds. For a young kid, it was really, really tough, you know? And, so I decided that one day I just said, you know what, I had enough and I wanted to come into myself and start to lose weight. I had an older brother that was into sports, and then that was the beginning of my journey. I got into, you know, working out and nutrition. I started to read a little bit more about my body type and went off to the races and then got into bodybuilding. From being obese to going into bodybuilding. So it was an amazing journey. So it was really personal for me getting involved in regenerative medicine and because I did, like I said, go through this, you know, tough childhood being obese. And when I had an opportunity to learn more about regenerative medicine and seeing what it did for the human body and also peptides and all these other therapies, I really was intrigued. And that was the beginning of my journey into the health and wellness space.
So your interest in peptides, it kind of spurred you along to learn more about antioxidants and other compounds. I know you discovered the power of jade because you have Caroline is called JADLA, and that's from your company, JADLA Regenerative Cosmetique. So I would love to dive into talking about jade and why jade is such a beautiful and special, you know, stone, precious stone, and why culturally it was important. And maybe now we know that antioxidant wise or skincare wise, it might be important.
I tell you, Dr. K, I mean, it was interesting because I just got back from Hong Kong, by the way. I was just at Cosmoprof Asia, where I actually launched our launching there for JADLA Cosmetique, which, you know, I wanted to do it from two aspects. One, it was an opportunity to go to the show and launch in Asia, especially with the product having jade in it. And it was so well received. We were like, I mean, it was beyond my expectations. I'll tell you that right now.
Hey, good for you.
Super excited about this brand. So JADLA, why JADLA? Or jade, I should say. So jade, that we use nephrite jade. So nephrite jade has minerals, right? So the four minerals mainly that are comprised in nephrite jade are calcium, magnesium, iron, and silica. All four of those minerals are phenomenal when it comes to skin regeneration, to regenerate cells, you know, to also regenerate any of the dermal fibroblasts in the skin. They not only help the skin, but they also help your nails, any appendage of the skin. So your hair and your nails also get stronger with those minerals. But we incorporate it into our skincare with utilizing also polypeptides and plant extracts. So it's a combination, and all the synergy of those ingredients really help to not only regenerate cells, but there's also a spiritual element to it. As you know, with jade, there's always this energy and calmness, calms the nervous system. You know, we call it internal wellness and external beauty, because you do feel this element of, you know, the soothing, calming effect when you use the product. And it's been just a great, so far, a great response. You know, we call it skincare for self-care for the skin and soul. So that is JADLA. And I'm super excited to, but with the brand, and we're going to be actually evolving into a body line as well. So I think I'm onto something here, Dr. K, because the response was really positive. And when we look at the ingredients, how they synergistically work together, it's really has a lot of regenerative benefits to it. So I'm very excited.
What made you even think about using jade, and how do you micronize the stone?
I'm going to tell you the story, because I am a meditator. And, you know, when I thought about coming up with a skincare brand, there's thousands of skincare brands, as you know, out there. And I wanted to have something different, unique, and better than was in the market. And I went into a meditation. And in my meditation, I asked the universe for a download of something different, unique, and better. And when I got out of my meditation, this is a true story. It's on my website. The jade roller popped in my head. The jade roller. I said, jade roller, really? So I was like, okay, you asked for it. There it is. Now go do your research and see what this is all about. So I went and researched and found out that there's a jade solution that actually can be incorporated into cosmetics. And it was already being tested in South Korea. As you know, the South Koreans are known for their cosmetics. And we sourced it, our CSO, our chief science officer, sourced it. And we got it in Asia. It came and we started to play around with the formulation with, as I mentioned, with the polypeptides and the plant extracts, and really came with this just gorgeous formula that we love. And the results have been amazing. I mean, I use it every day on my skin. I've been using it probably like the last 6 months. And I tell you, my pore size has gotten smaller. My skin's gotten more supple. My skin looks even more tighter. My crow's feet and wrinkles have kind of diminished. And, you know, as again, there's this energy element to it as well. So I just feel invigorated, and it just has a source of vitality to it as well. So it's a beautiful story when you think about the whole jade concept, and then combining them with the plant extracts and the polypeptides just adds to the efficacy.
So interesting. I feel like we need to get you a jade necklace or
a... I have one. I have a bracelet.
That's like a talking point now that you have the jade line. That would be very cool.
Well, I bought a jade suit. We all wore jade green at our booth in Cosmo Prof Asia.
I want to see pictures.
It was. I'm about to do a press release. It was very much very attractive for a lot of individuals who came by our booth and just saw the whole jade concept. It was really lovely.
I love the idea. I think that the consumer is kind of poised to do something different in skincare at this coming year. Do you feel like there's been some skincare exhaustion with so many influencers hawking products and so many products being thrown at the consumer? Like you walk into Sephora and you just are overwhelmed.
I do. You know, Dr. K, there's a lot of Me Too products out there, right? They're just twisted around different verbiage. But at the same time, you know, a lot of these consumers, they just go by brand name. I should say this. Let me revert that comment, because I do believe that your new consumer is very science-based and they're starting to read ingredients and start to research ingredients. And that's why it was important for me when I came up with Jadalay to make sure that the ingredients were all science-based. And, you know, now they're looking at the ingredients and saying, okay, what does this ingredient, how does it work for my skin? And how's it going to benefit my skin? There's a lot of products out there that are just Band-Aids because they're topical and they don't really necessarily penetrate into the dermis, right? Where you want to start to see the regeneration. It's nothing on the surface. It's actually in the dermis, where the dermal fibroblasts, which is a protein collagen that are consistent, our skin is made from. And we lose, you know, 1% of collagen in our skin after age 20. You know, that's what's contributes to fine lines, wrinkles, crow's feet.
Every year.
Nagging. Yeah. Absolutely. So our product, or say these products that, you know, that are more science-based, definitely will go deeper than the surface. And that's where you want to see the regeneration happening at the cellular level.
I fully believe in that. Do you think the jade particles are small enough, like under?
So the jade is very regenerative when it comes to cell communication as well, but it really helps to remove a lot of dead skin cells. It also helps with lymphatic drainage. The polypeptides are the ones that are actually penetrating the surface of the skin. Those are the ones that are going into the dermis and helping to regenerate. And then your plant extracts are your antimicrobial, right? Those are creating skin health and inflammation. They're great for any type of, like, you know, rosacea, any type of acne as well. There's a lot of issues these days. And unfortunately, the environment is contributing to a lot of these skin skin issues that people are having. But I also believe that, you know, and I talked about this at the beginning, internal wellness, it's like, what are you consuming? You know, a lot of what you're consuming really projects on your skin as well. So I do believe that diet plays a major role in the way your skin looks. You know, are you hydrating? Are you eating, you know, your proper nutrition as far as your daily allowance of greens? Because I'm big into phytonutrients. And if you're following your daily allowance of greens and really hydrating properly, you know, your skin should look somewhat healthy. And I think a majority of people, whether they're binging on whatever, bad habits, let's go there. You know, epigenetics really plays a major role in your overall health. And that's why I said internal wellness is external beauty. Because when you're great on the inside, your outside is just a projection of what's going on the inside.
I love that. And then since then, so much has happened in the peptide space. And what are the big main controversies and difficulties that we have right now? And maybe just a little intro on what are peptides for people who are not big in the biohacking world.
Absolutely.
Peptides? Yeah.
So peptides are a short chains of amino acids. They consist of about 2 to 50 amino acids. They're not proteins, they're different building blocks, but they're great because they tend to, you know, stimulate and enhance healing in the body. We have peptides that are actually occurring in our body naturally, but as we age, they diminish dramatically. And, you know, with these peptide therapies now, they're able to, you know, whether you're doing them sub-Q or orally, to start to regenerate the cells in your body, to start making more of these peptides. And they contribute to a lot of factors, whether it's, you know, weight loss, to autoimmune, to cognitive issues, muscle loss. You know, there's really an array of peptides as far as their applications go. But, you know, right now, peptides have become probably the big buzzword in medicine. They've really gone mainstream. And when they go mainstream, you know, they work, right? It was when patients start asking for them. They're not FDA approved, which is unfortunate. There are some that are FDA approved, more like your weight loss peptides. And there's some other ones that are FDA approved as well. But the majority of them aren't. So we do use them, you know, let's say off-label. But the fact is that, you know, the FDA doesn't frown upon doctors doing peptides. They're just not FDA approved. So we just make sure that we obviously, with patients, let them know that, you know, these are for research use only, but these applications are being done in clinics all over the world, really. But I mean, we're talking about the United States. There are definitely applications that are being done on a daily basis. And I work with a lot of clinics, and our company, you know, has done a tremendous job in educating doctors and helping these peptides become a little bit more mainstream.
I think with President Trump beginning his term and appointing RFK, Robert Kennedy, what do you think is going to happen with the peptide world? I heard he's already ready to streamline the application and approval process.
I'll tell you, I saw this article. It was on X, right? Twitter, the old Twitter. So Robert Kennedy made a statement there, you know, that he is going to be going after the FDA and Big Pharma because they do feel that there's a corruption going on in there. And they've basically have put a standstill to a lot of these therapies that really can help. I mean, as you know, Big Pharma, they want to keep people on medicine or whatever you want to call them. You know, it's a travesty because these regenerative medicine therapies really are the cure. And I hate to say the word cure, but, you know, because it's not FDA approved, but there's so many cases. I mean, I'm a walking billboard of it myself. So I could tell you from my own personal story and journey in using regenerative medicine and peptides that these definitely help with giving you a better quality of life. They help you with, you know, regenerating bone, cartilage, tissue in your body. But I know your question being about Trump and RFK, I think that they're on a mission really to make sure that a lot of these therapies become available. When Trump was in office, you know, last term when he was there, you know, he had passed a right to try act, which gave patients the ability to try any therapy as a last resort to save their life. And we have an epidemic right now with chronic disease. I mean, it is out of control. Over 50 million Americans suffer from autoimmune. Obesity is, you know, that's running rampant. There's cancer and all the chronic diseases that are on the rise. So, you know, we have to do something. And I do believe that these therapies are the cure, are the answer.
What's a great starting point for someone who's new to taking peptides because it does feel somewhat overwhelming if you've never entered the peptide world and you think you want to start. It sounds so exciting, but where do you go and what do you
Sure.
start with?
That's a great question. I always use this term that, aging by the decades, right? Every time, every decade that you age, your body requires different type of supplements and also therapies, which meaning, regenerative medicine or peptides. But, I do believe in preventative and regenerative therapy, right? So preventative can start at age 30 and really working on, making sure your hormone balance is there. Looking at maybe like your BPC-157, which is for any type of maybe injuries or gut health. But every individual, it really depends, because it's not a one size fits all. Everybody's dealing with something. But I do believe that if you're new to peptides, the first place that I would look at is, what can I do to balance my hormones? Do I have any injuries that maybe need some healing? Also, gut health I think is really important because a lot of people just suffer from just a lot of gastrointestinal issues, and that's growing, and it's from a lot of the food that they're eating. But when I say peptides are for everyone, they're like I said, they're natural occurring substances in our body, but as we age, they diminish dramatically. So, and then as you get older, then you want to start looking at more of your cognitive nootropic type of peptides for dealing with any type of dementia or Alzheimer's. Any type of peptide that you're dealing for helping with bone density, peptides that are helping with your telomere lengthening, like your Epitalon. So there's, an array of peptides depending where you are at the stage of your life, but also it depends on the individual because some individuals are dealing with some chronic diseases at an early age.
Yeah. So finding a good provider, of course, and then assessing your own health and then figuring out which problem you want to attack first or symptomatically where you feel aging changes happening on your body. Probably attack that first.
I agree. And as I said, it should be preventative as well, right? I do believe in preventative medicine. Some people wait till crisis to, deal with a situation. And unfortunately, sometimes it's too late. If you start early and you just continue to maintain that, protocol, I believe that it'll enhance your quality of life and longevity.
Now, you've been on the manufacturing and distribution side for, and you've seen the problems and what's going on that side. Can you describe what's going on? Because on Amazon these days, you can buy all kinds of peptides and you don't even have to be a doctor. You don't have to have any medical knowledge. They're all labeled for animal research. And I'm just wondering, like, what is the consumer to do? Like,
It is the
what's
Wild
the
West.
problem with the manufacturer and distribution out there?
I'll tell you exactly. It's the Wild West of peptides right now, unfortunately. When you see something that's an opportunity for, unfortunately, bad actors that are just out there to make a buck, they really don't really understand this world. And a lot of these peptides, they come from China, India, the ones that are being sold on some of these platforms that you just mentioned. And there's no regulatory issue when those peptides are bought in from those countries. This is not like the FDA that is, regulating those products. And who knows where those raw materials are coming from. And last year, 2023, September 29th, the FDA sent out a guidance about these peptides, and they moved them into what they call Category 2. The reason being is there was a lot of these compound pharmacies were getting the raw materials from overseas. And there were some adverse reactions with patients. So what I say to anybody that is looking for peptides is make sure that you're going to a reliable source. And that should be with your clinic first. Nobody should be buying peptides online and self-administering without knowing what they're doing or where those are coming from. Our company has a certificate of analysis with each batch that we produce. We have endotoxin reports, so you know the safety. All of our API is, stated as well. So it is important to know where you're getting the product, because again, there's adverse reactions that have been, have caused deaths. Okay. So, it is definitely something that you don't want to just start to go out there just because you want to find something cheaper. And that's the case. People want to just get a cheaper price, but you end up paying the price for getting a cheaper product. So yeah, I just say buyer beware, and do your research and make sure you go into your clinic to get these done. Don't go out and self-administer by buying them online because, you
That's
never know.
dangerous.
That
Very
is very
dangerous.
dangerous. Absolutely.
But I think And if you're an aesthetic provider and you're listening, you're wanting to get peptides, talk a little bit about the 503B designation and what is it that we are looking for besides certificate of analysis, purity testing, making sure the batch testing is done. What else should we look at?
Absolutely. I mean, those are pretty much primarily like our lab has a drug manufacturing license and we are FDA registered. So, we've been producing peptides for over 15 years. When it comes to quality, safety, and efficacy, we check all the boxes. I do believe that, compound pharmacies right now don't have the ability to compound these peptides. They're not supposed to. Are some of them doing it? Unfortunately, yes. But there are some that are legal. Your GLP-1s, those are obviously your weight loss peptides. There's somnolence, AOD9604. Those are FDA approved. So compound pharmacies are able to provide those. But when you're talking about your category two peptides, again, unless they are coming from a reputable lab, and you're having those reports, stating that there's safety and efficacy with the product, I really wouldn't go in that direction. We don't sell directly to the consumer. We only sell directly to physicians and clinics. That is our business model, and that's the way we are operating, within FDA compliance.
Interesting. And what exactly is that 503B designation? Can you explain that?
Yeah, so the 503B is really the compound pharmacy gets a prescription from the clinic. The clinic then excuse me, the compound pharmacist then compounds the actual medication and ships it to the clinic, ships it to the patient, excuse me. That is really right now, these category two peptides were not supposed to be shipped to patients whatsoever. That's supposed to be done in the clinic. And then obviously there's different laws in different states where, the clinic can actually disperse them. But compound pharmacies at the moment are only able to do your weight loss. The other ones really aren't supposed to be, compounded inside of compound pharmacies. Like I said, a lot of these raw materials are coming from China and India, and there's no regulation. So, it's again, like it's the Wild West of peptides. It's
Yeah,
unfortunate, but
it's
that's what it
crazy.
is.
It really is crazy. And even in and now that there is no more shortage of semaglutides, technically compounding pharmacies are not supposed to do that, making compounded semaglutides anymore.
That's right. But you hear GLP-1, right? So GLP-1 is your semaglutide. I mean, those trademark names, tirzepatide and semaglutide, they're owned by Eli Lilly and Novo Nordisk. But GLP-1 and also GIP, which is GLP-1 GIP, which is tirzepatide, those are available through some compound pharmacies. But again, with the shortage being lifted by the FDA, those are not going to be available either, unless you're going through a reputable source like a lab like ours, that we'll have access to those.
You mentioned earlier about how there's so much chronic disease in the US, and how do you feel like the regenerative aesthetics is, and regenerative medicine is going to change that for sick people that do have immune disease or chronic disease?
Yes, I mean, that's a great question. Unfortunately, we have an epidemic of, as I mentioned, autoimmune disease is at an all-time high. Over 50 million Americans suffer from autoimmune disease, and that's growing every year. Cardiovascular disease, cancer, obesity, that's growing. We're in the aging population. Let me start there. We're in the aging population, and I'll give you a quick stat. By the year 2030, one in seven will be age 55 and over. One in seven. So we're in a global population of aging. And so the chronic diseases are really starting from one, I believe, epigenetics, what people are consuming. Obviously the environment has some play to it, but I really believe that with the proper nutrition and really taking the right supplementation, whether it's vitamins and minerals, you're able to mitigate a lot of these chronic diseases. But unfortunately, some of them are genetic. Okay, I'm a big fan of genetic testing. Dr. K, I just did a genetic testing myself about a month ago, and you don't know what you don't know because this comes from generations in your family, your mother and father. There's certain mutations that happen. And when you do a genetic testing, and the one I did tested for 132 genes, and I was able to see
Which one
certain
did you do?
things.
Everybody wants to know. Which test was that? We all want to know.
So the name of the company And I'm gonna share that with you because I'm drawing a little bit of a blank right now. But I will share that with you and I, because I think it's important. But I do believe that, you know, if you're not doing a genetic testing and really go down to the root cause of whatever you're suffering with, it's hard to reverse it. And some of these are reversible. You know, the notion of that we die of old age is the old myth of modern medicine. We don't die of old age. We die of a breakdown of organs and systems and in our body that, you know, are reversible by doing regenerative medicine and doing some of these therapies that will help, whether it's peptides, human cell tissue products. But there is a way to really understand your body, and that is through a genetic test. Because as I mentioned, you don't know what you don't know. I'll give you an example. I was dealing with some cognitive issues and nothing major, but I felt like I was like, you know, maybe being a little bit, losing my memory a little bit. And I was also maybe just feeling a little bit lethargic. And during my genetic testing, the gentleman who was doing my intake pointed out some of the areas as far as the neurodegenerative sector of the test. He goes, "Are you dealing with any type of memory issues? Are you dealing with any type of tiredness, lethargy?" And I hadn't said anything to him. He pinpointed him just by reading that that test.
Wow.
So it is, it's called DNA Regimen, by the way. DNA Regimen, that's what it's called. DNA Regimen LLC is the name of the company.
Okay.
Yeah. And Brad Mullins, who's a friend, owns the company. I would highly suggest anybody that wants to learn a little bit deeper, take a deeper dive into why maybe you're feeling the way you are, whether you're dealing with diabetes, cardiovascular disease, obesity, you know, autoimmune disease. It all has to do with your genetics. It really does.
Mm-hmm.
There's a protocol to help reverse it. That's the beauty of it. It's not, you're not stuck with these things. Unfortunately, we're told that we have it, and there's nothing we can do, but there is things you can do these days. And you know, it's unfortunate. I'm going to say this: big pharma wants to keep you on medication because these other regenerative therapies are the cure. And I mean, whether I get in trouble by saying that, it doesn't matter. I say that these are definitely
Trump's not coming for you. Don't worry.
yeah. These are the answer to, you know, helping you have quality of life.
I'm sure everyone would like to know what peptides you're currently on or what your personal regimen is. Do you want?
Sure. I'm currently taking about 6, and I've actually switched on and off because I do believe that, you know, there's a certain protocol. You shouldn't take them for, especially a certain peptide, for X amount of time, because you want the body to start to make them on its own. If you start to artificially put them in your body, then your body starts being dependent on you putting them in there.
Right.
I take a month off just to kind of let my body just acclimate itself and start to make these peptides on its own. But yeah, so currently I'm on C-Max and Celanx with our nootropic peptides. Those are phenomenal for synapses connection, make you sharper. They really help with memory, you know, also just more focus, you know, any type of, and I just go back talking about genetics. Both of my parents are dealing with dementia. So mm-hmm. That was always for me kind of a red flag. And I was like, okay, how do I deal with this at a preventative stage, which is now. So that's why I got into the C-Max and Celanx, and it's been amazing. It's made me definitely a lot sharper in many ways. And then I'm also on BPC 157, which is great for any type of gut health and also any type of injuries. I used to be a bodybuilder before. So from hitting the weights a lot, I've had some, you know, just some tendon and chronic pain and issues. And that definitely helps to regenerate those tissues in your body. And that's a phenomenal, they call it the Wolverine. It's a phenomenal peptide. And then what else am I taking? I'm also taking GHK copper. GHK copper is phenomenal, as you know, for the skin. It's great for skin health. Really helps with also, you know, there's some also studies that it helps with any of your tendons, to strengthen the tendons. And so that's been a really a great peptide. What else am I taking? I'm taking the tesamorelin, epamorelin, balance hormones, which has been great. And another one that I'm taking is tesafensine, So tesofensine, when it that peptide originally was studied for Parkinson's and Alzheimer's, and when they found that patients that were taking it were starting to lose a lot of body fat. And, you know, if you're looking to get lean, and there's also attributes for sexual health and benefits for gut health. I think it has like maybe seven different benefits. It's also a great peptide, and that's an oral peptide.
And
So
what's that one called again? I haven't heard of that one.
tesofensine.
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 Okay, got it. More studying to do.
Yeah. As I said, there's like, you know, there are like 200 peptides out there, but those
Yeah,
are like pretty much my go-to. And I've an Epitalon, by the way, is the other one that I wanted to mention. It helps to lengthen telomeres. You know, as we get older, you know, telomeres, as we know, those are the, you know, those are the ones that are going to determine your lifespan. And you know, I always say this one word that's out there that people throw around is longevity. For me, it's about quality of life. Quality of life is everything, because longevity is a precursor of quality of life. If you are taking care of yourself and, you know, are doing the right thing nutritionally, you know, you're taking the right supplementation, peptides, regenerative medicine, you're going to have longevity. The quality of life is everything, because you can be 70, 80 years old, but if you have a horrible quality of life, you know, what's the difference? I mean, I want to be 80 years old and be able to run around with grandkids, or, you know, play tennis and be agile. I don't want to be, you know, suffering from osteoarthritis and be in a wheelchair. So those are things that I think are really important, is really focus on quality of life. And that's what these regenerative medicine and peptides will do.
Okay, I love the idea of like, I agree with you. Like, what does it mean to if you live to be 140 and you're, you know, wheelchair bound and you can't think and you can't feed yourself, and like that means nothing to have longevity. No, it's all about,
Quality.
yeah, it's maintaining function and form and fitness act. Yeah. Intellect, all of those things are so critical. So, well, I think you're a fascinating source of information. Where can people reach out if they want to try the new JDelay product?
Oh, sure. They can go to jdelay.com. My website is up and running. We have an e-commerce store there. We're actually getting ready to launch another version of JDelay. The version of JDelay that we have on our current website right now is a phenomenal one, which is does have our dermal fibroblasts, which is the polypeptide conditioned media. But that ingredient isn't something that allows me to go global distribution for the Inkey list. So we're going to do a different plant-based version. Then we're also adding our body line. So that body line will be up there hopefully within the next month. So we've got some exciting things that are going to be launching with that line. And I love the whole concept of the nephrite jade with the silica, iron, magnesium, and calcium, because they are really the building blocks for a lot of, you know, regeneration when it comes to not only external wellness, I mean, external beauty, but internal wellness.
They're beautiful products, and congratulations on developing that line, and that
Thank
whole
you.
the whole thinking behind it is incredible. Well, guys, that's it for now. Don't forget to find me on my Instagram. It's Beauty by Dr. K, DRKAY, doing amazing things with people's faces. And our website is the same. It's beautybydrk.com. You can definitely try our internal radiance products, which includes our beauty greens and also collagen peptides, which I take every single day. So important for the building blocks of collagen to get the collagen peptide powder as well. And don't forget to find our podcast every Tuesday, a longer one, diving in with a really amazing expert like Carlos here. And Fridays, we do a 5-Minute Friday. That's it for now, guys. Stay beautiful.